There's a lot of money in smiles, adjusting wonky teeth and fixing bites. So when online companies pop up offering cheap, convenient fixes, we get interested. We're taking a look at DIY Dental, where you can order plastic teeth molds to your door. It's a big developing market in Australia. Dr. Howard Holmes is the president of the Australian Society of Orthodontists. Good afternoon, Howard.
On the program.
It's very nice to have you here. Has there been a surge in demand for cosmetic dentistry recently?
I think after everybody came out of lockdown at the beginning of last year, there was perhaps a bit of a surge happening in the dental industry at that time. I think it's probably plateaued out a little bit now, but people weren't traveling. The government was handing out money left, right, and centre, and people were dipping into their superannuation. And of course, they couldn't go overseas, so they were looking for other ways to spend their money, and that may have led people to their dentist or their orthodontist.
If we see a cheap deal for an at-home teeth straightening kit, what should I be thinking about, Howard?
Well, first of all, you should be thinking about who you're actually going to be seeing, if you're actually going to be seeing anyone at all in terms of a health professional or a dental healthcare provider. The pitch that many of these companies give in their marketing is that it's cheaper and it's more convenient, but there's also risks associated with it, and often that's not, provide that information isn't necessarily provided to the public. And the Australian Society of Orthodontists, as part of our role, is to be an advocate for public safety. And we've been warning the public and warning the regulators about some of these products for a number of years now.
For a number of years. What are some of the worst things that can happen if you use one of these kits and something goes wrong?
Well, there's a range of issues. And for some people, in fairness, sometimes for very minor problems with their tooth alignment, these products may actually work okay. But for most people, they don't know the difference between a minor problem and a major problem or something in between. And if you embark on treatment that isn't being supervised properly and there's no pre-treatment in-person assessment by an orthodontist or even a general dentist, then things can go wrong, and that can range from teeth becoming loose, gums receding, undetected tooth decay or gum disease can create issues in the middle of treatment. So there's a whole range of problems, and the worst reported problem I've heard is actual tooth loss, which has been recorded in cases in the US.
Wow.
So that's probably a very worst case scenario. But the bottom line is that at the end of the treatment, you're not going to get an equivalent result than what you would get with in-person treatment with a specialist orthodontist.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, some people might be doing it out of desperation. Teeth are such a big part of your identity, of your smile, and sometimes orthodontics and dentistry can be expensive. So can you see how the appeal appeals? Can you see how it appeals to people?
Oh, absolutely. And, as I mentioned before, the marketing pitch from these companies is all about cost and convenience and sort of cutting out the middleman.
Yeah.
But, there's a lot more to creating a beautiful, healthy smile than just moving the top bits of the teeth that you can see. The teeth are moving through bone, they're moving through gum, and there can be irreversible damage if it's not done correctly. So,
Yeah.
there's not, I can't think of any other sort of transformative medical treatment that would be done without an in-person pre-treatment evaluation and sort of ongoing supervision by healthcare professionals. So it just doesn't really pass the pub test.
Yeah, the middleman and or woman is where it's at. It's 17 minutes to two. My guest is Dr. Howard Holmes. He's president of the Australian Society of Orthodontists. We're talking about DIY dental kits. If you've had experience with one, I'd love to hear from you. 1300 222 720. Is it becoming more common to be doing repair jobs from people who have tried these, Howard?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we had one in our clinic just this week. And I think in WA, we're often the last part of the world to get these kind of new disruptive products in our marketplace. So over here, it's probably not prevalent at the moment, but there are definitely cases being recorded in orthodontic practices over east where remedial treatment following failed DIY orthodontics is required. And certainly in the US, there's actually been a class action filed against one of the companies based on, you know, allegations of sort of defective treatment and dangerous treatment and false representations about who's supervising treatment. So there's definitely some big concerns. But, you know, it's been in the US and Canada for 2 or 3 years before it emerged here, and it's still a sort of a growth market. But, you know, as I said at the beginning, we've, as a society, been warning the public and warning the regulators about this. But unfortunately, the regulators won't act unless they have recorded actual harm or injury.
Okay.
And then they'll sort of be more reactive, but they don't tend to be very proactive, unfortunately.
Well, let's end the chat by talking about how people can actually lodge a complaint. But first, I just want to clarify, on a scale from 1 to 5, how regulated is the online dentistry market then?
Oh, look, there is regulation. In Australia, at least, an act of dentistry can only be supervised or provided with a licensed or registered dental practitioner attached to it. So some of the providers will, they generally don't disclose who is supposedly supervising your treatment, and you won't actually ever meet that person or get to speak to them. Mm-hmm. But in the event that something went really pear-shaped, there is a course for taking action through ARPRA, who's the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation Authority.
They will follow it up
there.
Yeah, because they're very good.
But you've got to find out who that dentist is supposedly that's looking after you, and they might not even be in the state. In fact, one of the companies got in trouble with the ACCC recently because they were misleading people about the fact that there's supposedly the dentist supervising the treatment was not in Australia at all. They're actually in China. So, yeah. So there are avenues through ARPRA, but you know, what we're trying to do here is prevent it from getting to that point. So just warning the people out there who are contemplating this kind of treatment to, at the very least, go and have a chat with your family dentist about it before you embark, or better still, go and have a chat with a specialist orthodontist. You don't actually need a referral to come and see us. You can come in and we can walk you through all your options, because there's always more than one option, and you might be surprised that simple options probably cost about the same amount as what you would pay if you bought your aligners online.
Does Medicare cover orthodontists? I can't remember, Howard.
No, it's just... Medicare doesn't cover anything in the dental industry, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a real shame. But, you know, look, if people are unhappy with their smile, it's worth investigating instead of going down a route that could end in something worse. So the complaints process is through APRA, so that's the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency.
Yep.
Howard, it's been really nice to talk to you. Can we keep in touch in case this story develops?
Oh, of course. Happy to chat anytime.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Howard Holmes. He is president of the Australian Society of Orthodontics.